News Radio WJPF. First studio visit, State Representative David Freese.
Good morning.
We made him show his ID on the way in.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming in, man.
I appreciate you having me. Really do.
It's good that I know you're a state representative as opposed to, you know, playing for a baseball team at Nubability. I think they introduced you as a baseball player, didn't they?
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, I wish I was playing baseball for a living.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Yes, it would.
Although, you know, be honest with you, I think you'd come off better as a basketball player.
Yeah, I'm not tall enough.
No. You sure?
I know. Okay. I come in at a 6 foot even. So, right. Yeah, I need about 6-8 more inches for that.
All right. So, State Representative David Freese joining us this morning. And it's kind of interesting because I was giving Patrick Windhorst kind of a hard time. Not really hard time. Just that, you know, they changed the lines for the district. And until I, you know, whenever I see you going, we're doing office hours here, you know something, but you still haven't come to terms with it.
Yeah.
And when I've seen some of your office hours outside, you know, in the new district, I'm like, man, this new district, have you gotten used to it yet?
No. And I hate saying I haven't got used to the new office hours because I try to have satellite offices in different areas because obviously they change the boundaries. And because I have a day job, you know, I'm still practicing attorney. I have court appearances and stuff that interferes with my office, satellite office hours. So, and I know some people may be frustrated, but next session, I've got to get on it. I've got to do better scheduling for myself and for all my constituents. So that's my goal, is to make sure that I'm at my satellite office hours on the day that I'm supposed to be there.
With the new district, does that change your legislative priorities, what you have on your agenda you want to see manifest in Springfield? Does it change when the district changes?
No, because even the new district, you know, example. So I didn't have all of Perry County. Now I've got all of Perry County, and it comes down to Murfreesboro. So I've got part of Jackson County. I think everybody from the old district to the new district on the same page, you know, conservative Southern Illinois values. So in that respect, I don't think anything's changed.
Is that why you made the decision to go with the Freedom Caucus?
Yeah. We have a lot in common, and I like those guys. And I think we need to start pushing some conservative agenda. And I understand, you know, there's some people that are in other districts that have maybe it's like a plus two or three one way or the other. They're going to have different values. I'm okay with that. But for myself and the values that I hold in the district, I think the Freedom Caucus fits that bill.
You know, I think last time I got a press release from Freedom Caucus, 8 members, 9 members? Or is it 11?
Eight or nine, I think.
Okay. I remember counting going, and there's really a long list of agenda items there. You really see it over the year when you see a Freedom Caucus press release, and you see all these people believe this and they're, you know, about this bill. But you've got a bill, and we haven't heard as much about it here in Southern Illinois as I think others, but it was an incident involving the YMCA in upstate in Springfield and bathroom use. All right. Now, that was a huge deal for a lot of people. We don't have YMCAs here in Southern Illinois, but there was a woman who was participating in sports, and there was an incident that happened there that got a great many people's attention. Is that why you filed Bill 4122?
Yes. Yeah, and this is – not only did it happen in Springfield, it happened in my district, not at a YMCA, but at a high school. You know, we've got transgender people using the bathroom of the opposite of their birth sex. So I filed a bill to amend the Illinois Human Rights Act to clarify that your sex is your biological sex, the sex that you're born with. You can identify as anything. Honestly, I don't care. I don't understand it, but I accept it. But the problems that we're having in the incident in Springfield, you got a 16-year-old girl, and you've got biological men in that locker room. That is completely unacceptable, and I've had a transgender athlete bill out there as well that I filed previously. I have two kids, a boy and a girl. Boys are just physically stronger, faster than girls. If we don't change some of this stuff, what we're going to have, there isn't going to be a single female sport where a record is held by a biological female. It's all going to be a biological male that identifies as a woman. We need to protect our female athletes. We need to protect our girls, our women, in women's locker room, in public spaces, bathrooms, locker rooms, all that. And we could and should do that. You know, one of the things, I was listening to an interview with another state rep the other day, and even today, we're asked to defend Donald Trump, you know, the last election, January 6th. Nobody ever asked a Democrat, hey, do you want biological men in your daughter's bathroom, in your daughter's locker room? Nobody asked them that. They, in my mind, they need to be put on the spot. They need to defend this stuff. Because I can tell you this, I don't know anybody, not a single soul, that wants biological men in their daughter's bathroom.
Well, you've got that another one way around, too. Canada, and then, of course, we saw it in swimming championships, too, were went largely through males, a male 22 years of their life, then become a female weightlifter and set the new record by 210 pounds.
Right. I saw that.
Right. But, you know, I look at that. I mean, who's going to break that record? And he says it's because the women don't train harder. And then you've got Leah Thomas, where you've literally see somebody who may have worked for literally, you know, 6-8 years to become a champion and potentially a scholarship. And then suddenly you don't have a scholarship anymore because somebody decided to come in and, like Leah Thomas, and swim against and just blow everybody else out of the water. I mean, you've got some serious issues here.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. And both of my kids are athletes. And my daughter right now, she's in volleyball. And having been to numerous games, it doesn't matter what sport you're playing. Again, it's just one of those biological facts. Boys are bigger, stronger, faster than girls. There's a reason why we have the WNBA. I mean, seriously, you know, what would happen
don't
if we
don't even want to get in the NFL, do we?
Right. So we're going to have LeBron James playing in a WNBA. What would that look like?
Yeah.
You know, let's just step back and have a little reality check and have our boys compete with boys and girls compete with girls.
I just got a note from one of our listeners. Says the 16-year-old girl was the oldest in the locker room at YMCA, saying the others were younger than her. And says, what about Title IX and the implications there? And that's one of the things, that opened the door to this.
Yeah. And that is a very, because if I went to that YMCA, my daughter would have to go to the girls' room. I would go to a separate locker room. I no longer can supervise with whom, you know, my daughter's going to be in front of me. Thank goodness that incident, the transgender individuals in that girl's locker room were fully clothed. But they very easily could have walked out of the shower, been undressing, and then that 16-year-old would have been exposed to male genitalia of other individuals
and
in the locker room.
And it has happened.
Yeah.
Other places. And some pretty graphic tellings of those stories as well. The Tim Mapes trial. Didn't take jury long to come back with a decision on that, did they?
No, it did not. Was it 5 hours?
What? 5 hours, jury deliberation. So what will happen in Springfield as a result, or will they just all kind of go, meh?
Well, I don't think anything will happen. I think they'll look at this and say, well, you know, the ethics is just fine. You know, we made some changes, and the courts are weeding these bad apples out. But I don't expect any serious ethics legislation from the Democrats.
Now, you know, a lot of people that I talk to on the street, and I bet you've heard it in some form or another, are feeling Republicans kind of abandoned this point. They think the Democratic Party, supermajority, and the courts are in charge of this state. You can't really disagree with that on many levels, David.
No, I know, and that's one of the things that really frustrates me, because everybody has asked me about, you know, the guns, weapons, the weapons ban, you know, and I told them, I think Pritzker dropped, a couple $1 million for those Supreme Court races?
2.5.
Right. You know, hey, that was money well spent in his perspective, I'm sure, you know. We have to rely on the court system, and unfortunately it's held majority, you know, liberals right now.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at this, the marketing bill when it comes to guns, I mean, that's, to me, freedom of speech, and I've not seen anybody present me with an idea of an ad that I thought was to say, hey, do you want to go shoot people and kill them? I mean, I've not seen that, but the one that was used as an example by the state of Illinois was look like a mini AR-15 shorter version. Do you want to be like your dad? You know, and that was I was in some just kind of I didn't see the photograph. It's actually described in the article. It's written, I have not seen marketing that encourages people to be gangbangers or to shoot people at the Dollar General store. I've not seen that.
I haven't either. And this is one of the most crazy, bizarre bills from my perspective, because that actually came through my committee that I'm on. You know, we just had Jake's Day at the World Shooting Complex in Sparta this past weekend. You know, and that's to try and encourage kids to get out there and do some hunting. Obviously, if Remington or Browning or whoever is marketing a gun, one, first and foremost, you can't purchase a gun unless you're 18. You got to have a FOID card. So, yeah, you're marketing to a group, but every firearm's got to be purchased by an adult.
Yeah. But that's the whole thing. The court's in charge. The Democrats propose. Republicans can't do anything about it. They take them to court. And so really what people are looking for, and I spoke with Richard Pearson, was the last week or week before, saying, look, we knew it was going to be this way. We'll see in federal court. Federal court is the last refuge for Illinois gun owners in many respects, because this gun ban list is long.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I did note the Illinois State Police came out last week and said this October we will have the registration transfer paperwork available for you if you need it. And there are a lot of people saying, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
It's a hairball that's coming up. It's a showdown, if nothing else.
Yeah, no, and I hate saying that, yeah, we're going to have to rely on our federal court system in the Supreme Court.
But we do.
Now, I know.
Richard Pearson's right. He's like, it's not going to happen in Illinois.
Yeah, and as a gun owner, as an advocate of the Second Amendment, it doesn't give me the warm fuzzies that's what we've got to do. But no, I agree, it is a problem. And I think we just as Republicans, we need to advocate better. We need to put pressure on the Democrats. You know, the Democrat Party is going further and further left. You know, I don't know if I'm sure you do. You watch all the news. You know, Lance Yadnok, he's stepping down. He's not going to run again. He's one of the last Democrats that, in my mind, has some common sense, is not part of this woke ideology. He's a Second Amendment Democrat, probably the last one in the House. You know, he's a big union guy. He's an operator. But he actually said his beliefs as a, quote, a moderate Democrat has left him sort of kind of alienated within his caucus.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I mean, you look at some of the gun legislation we have now was introduced by downstate Democrats, Brandon Phelps and the like, so in the past. So can you be optimistic? Are you optimistic?
I'm an eternal optimist. You know, I just think I think we're going to make some changes. I think there's a shift, not only in our state, but across the country.
Now, you know, Sue Resin and I talked about this the other day, Senator Sue Resin, and she says, you know, people are getting, she was pretty adamant about it. People are getting tired of it. People are getting fed up.
Yes.
And I think at that time we were kind of talking about crime in Chicago and the impact on immigration. But you can't help but wonder if there is a proverbial straw that will break the camel's back. And in this case, people's voting habits in Illinois. But on the other hand, you can look at county by county map and who votes for executives, chief executives. You can see they're very centralized location, a lot of votes. You know, you win 7 out of 8 out of 9 out of 102 counties.
Yeah, I think there is a shift. I think a lot of people have the silent majority, if you will, have been as long as this doesn't affect me, you know, I'll put up with it, I'll tolerate it. And I hate bringing it up, but the Bud Light advertisement, think about it. You know, that was one of those things that I think pushed a lot of people over the edge. And I think in our state, I think we're getting to that point. Now, my hope is that we can, going forward, start making some changes, start making some inroads, and pick up some seats. You know, we've got to pick up some seats in the collar counties up north. I think we're there. But again, unfortunately, this is not going to be overnight. It's going to be a long, hard road to hoe, and I think we're going to pick up some seats and start turning this around.
All right. David Free, state representative. Where are you off to today?
I go back to the office, got to do a little work, that's about it for today.
All right. When if somebody wants to see you in your new district, how can they go about that?
Oh, Oh, sure. Well, they can call my office. They can look at, I've got Facebook up. I've got a website. And obviously, if you search me, call my office. And I'll meet with you anytime, anywhere. You know, I've been down in DuCoin. DuCoin State's Fair's going on. Got off to a little warm start.
Yeah.
But the weather turned, thank goodness. And get down there. Some great food. Just something about carnival food. I don't know what it is. It's just amazing.
All right, here's your test for the day. Before we won't let you leave unless you answer properly.
Uh-oh.
Corn dogs. Ketchup or mustard?
Mustard.
Okay, you win. It's those ketchup people you got to look out for.
No, I have nothing against ketchup, but when it comes to
the
corn dog.
He wants to keep the ketchup boat.
I like ketchup on my scrambled eggs.
Do you really?
I do.
Oof.
Yeah.
Well, see, now Louisiana red hot sauce eggs.
Well, I'm not opposed to hot sauce either.
You know, that's not bad.
No,
but,
I.
When it comes to corn dogs, man, that kid. When I see somebody put ketchup on their dogs, walk down the midway, I'm like, I walk up to a trooper and go, "You better watch this person." David Free, state representative, our guest this morning. Thanks for coming in, David. It's good to see you.
Appreciate you having me.
Good to meet you in person, pal.
Yes, glad to be here.